every time something, an idea, a solution, a way, something happens that I couldn't have thought of myself. Whenever that happens in my life, I really do consider it a miracle. It feels miraculous. It feels, in the literal sense, awesome. And that's how it started getting me on this real investigation of what is a miracle and how do we define it? And what does that mean? And can you use intentionally, like I said, your own brain and your own energetic field to create miracles or more frequently? And the good news is you can.
You are now listening to the podcast where authors inspire listeners to become authors, the Going North Podcast. I'm your host, certified self-leadership trainer, best-selling author, and book enthusiast, Dom Brightman. And you're going to be listening to a different author that will inspire you to join the business of immortality, known as authorship. Now let the fun begin. Today's episode is sponsored by book number two from Dominic Dom Brightman, Stay the Course, The Elite Performer's 7 Secret Keys to Sustainable Success. It is the field guide to help unleash the elite performer that is inside of you. Cop it today on Amazon.com or heading over to DomBrightman.com and snag it in book, ebook, and audiobook. So that way you can take it on the go and get yourself on the go to your northbound success. And today on the Highlight Reel, Builder for Office, known as the Going North Podcast, we got another super special, awesome human for you today, my friends. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed, because you could be in for a treat. That's good enough to eat 10 times over, my friends. That's right, indeed. A whole decade. Shoot, might even have to pull out freaking good enough to eat 30 times over. Might have to do 3 decades plus for no freaking reason, because today's wonderful guest, my goodness, it's freaking, we got a heavyweight in the building, baby. That's right, dude. Heavyweight champion, baby, because today's wonderful best-selling bookcaster's done it 5 times over, because not only she got 5 best-selling books in county, because I know she's got more she's writing, she's also a fellow podcast host as well. And not only that, she's a magical mom, wonderful wife, a queen maker, TEDx speaker, and the founder, y'all, she found something. She's the founder of the Thought Leader Academy. So let's give it up for the sensational and the charismatic, the one, the only, Sarah Cannell. How you doing today, Sarah?
I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, indeed. Glad you're freaking here and pretty and blue on top of that. It's like, all right, Christmas came in July.
We've got our colors going. That's right.
That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. So, my goodness, as with everything, you've been on freaking shows galore, even Oprah before she transitions to another show, indeed. So, my goodness, if you were to describe your wonderful journey from mini Sarah to the sensational Sarah today in 3 words, what would they be and why?
Ooh, I love it. Ugly duckling is the first one. It's a term, I guess, not one word. I'll go one at a time, only because that was sort of the story of my childhood. I was the one that didn't fit in. Probably some of you listening had that. I was too much, too intense, too dramatic for my family. Couldn't take it. And I love them. So it's all good. We've worked it all out. But that describes how I felt really as a child. Like, I didn't fit. We don't want you here. We don't want to hear from you. And then the journey of discovering that we get to find our own tribe, our own family, our own people, and see the perfection and the beauty in each of us as we were made, right? So I'd say that's the first one. And then this is such a great question. So let me think. Number two is just passion, because I really, and I've done research on this because I'm a brain science girl, passion is a causative energy. Passion's contagious. Just like, you know, depression and fear is contagious, but passion is contagious. And so when I started really following the passion to write, to share, to create, to contribute, to learn, to heal, to help be a healing vessel for others, then that led me to every great experience, a 24-year marriage, you know, getting to write books, getting to serve incredible people that I work with in Thought Leader Academy. So passion would be the second one. And then I'm going to go with the third one, of download, because that's the name of my new book that I'm writing. Book 7, actually, that I'm writing now is called The Download. And it comes out next year, but it's the neuroscience of miracles. It's how to tap in to that guidance, and, you know, get those downloads, those ideas, how to access the genius zone using both brain science and quantum physics. And then what does it take to create a miracle? Like, could we consciously create one, right? That's really the question and the journey of the book. So I'm going to use download as my third word.
Creative with all three. You love to see it, indeed. Oh man, shoot, that's freaking amazing. Neuroscience of a miracle. All right, cool. That's the first I've heard of that one. I am already interested in being first in line to buy the book.
Yeah. I'm writing every day, 1,000 words a day. That's what it's taking. So it's game on over here. No messing around. No room. I don't get to hide. I don't get to and no excuses. I gotta get it, walk my talk and get it done.
That's true indeed. That's true indeed. Because, hey, you're exemplifying it indeed. It's like, hey, got to take action here. Can't just be a thought leader running on thoughts from 40 years ago.
That's right. No, we got to keep it. We got to keep it going, right? That's why we can't just give everything to AI, because it can only take what we've created. So we've got to do that thought leadership. We can do a lot. So with that. I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. Just do your own thinking. Yeah. Innovating. Creative work. Can't outsource that one.
Amen to that. You sure? That's right indeed. So I keep your brain young too. Keep on using it, because hey, don't want to get too lazy.
That's right.
Rely on AI for everything indeed. So by goodness, shoot. Like, now I'm really interested indeed. What led you to the thought process of the neuroscience of a miracle? Like, what inspired that?
Yeah, well, I certainly was not what I thought I'd be writing about at all. And you'll probably laugh, and some of you listening might laugh at the meta nature of this. So last year in June, so a little over a year ago, I knew I wanted a next, I call it a big book, meaning something that's going to really consume, you know, that creative project that you're just going to become obsessed with and spend all your time doing. And I felt a passion, a desire to know what that is, but I had no idea what it was going to be. And so I have this neuroscience method that I even teach in the book, where the simple version is you every day write something you desire, a goal, a vision, a dream, you write it out, you visualize having it, you run your fingers, it's all this weird brain science, you run your fingers over the words, you speak it, you feel the feeling of having it, and you match whatever belief, because our life won't reflect our vision, it'll reflect what we believe, usually on a subconscious level. So this gets at all the points, right? It gets at all the pieces. It uses multiple brain science techniques, and it just takes, you know, a minute or two. So I started writing every morning. I'm so grateful. You're right. I'm so grateful and happy now that, so grateful and happy now that I have downloaded my next big book idea. I was just using that word. We use it in our community. It's sort of a joke, you know, the whole, I'm downloading my inspiration. I'm downloading my new business idea. So I kept writing that every morning, and I committed to do it for 90 days. And I had this feeling in my gut that it was going to happen towards the end of those 3 months, that I was going to get the idea. I was going on a trip. I knew I'd be away from routine. I'd be taking long walks in nature. That's usually when good downloads come. And sure enough, I go on the, no idea. I'm writing it every morning, you know, going about my business. I go on this walk on the trip. I'd written it that morning. And suddenly I sort of have this feeling. This is how downloads feel. I don't know if you have them too, Dom, where it's like, just sort of drops in. And it's like, that's the book. What's the book? I'm like a crazy person walking the woods. Luckily, no one's around, because it's up early. I'm walking in this wooded path. And I think, what's the book? What are you talking about? And it's like, the download. I was like, yes, I know. I want to download the book, please. I'm available. And then it was like, no, that's the book. And it took me the whole walk, and I'm having this, what's going on? I could feel something happening, but, you know, and I thought, wait, that couldn't be. It couldn't be that all this time, all these weeks I've been writing, I've downloaded the next big book idea. And that the book is called The Download, and it's about down. I mean, it just was so ridiculous. It was so funny. The way I think about downloads is, you know, it goes through you. You just know. It kind of bypasses the left brain intellect, and you just know. And that was it. Suddenly, that's the book. And then I thought, well, what does it mean, though? You know, you write a book about download. What does that even mean? And that led me to this idea that I feel personally that every time something, an idea, a solution, a way, something happens that I couldn't have thought of myself. Whenever that happens in my life, I really do consider it a miracle. It feels miraculous. It feels, in the literal sense, awesome. And that's how it started getting me on this real investigation of what is a miracle and how do we define it? And what does that mean? And can you use intentionally, like I said, your own brain and your own energetic field to create miracles or more frequently? And the good news is you can. And that's how the book unfolded. I had no idea this would I'd be writing, and that's how the idea came.
I like it indeed. Yeah, because that's the power of writing things down for real. Like it's like great, we have all this technology, but like writing things down, then it sounds like it's the extra step of making sure you actually feel it, and even doing the whole finger thing. It's like, yep, the brain's really going to get the best. Like, hey. Hey,
it's like we're getting the message. It's happening, people. Let's pay it. You know, saddle up. Well, it's interesting because the, like you said, typing. We type or text or voice text all the time, but physically writing, I do find I've taken a few groups through this while I've been working on the book. So far, I've taken two groups through, and we all got better results when we physically write the goal by hand every day. And so it does act. I mean, there's plenty of research on. Physically writing accesses different centers of the brain than typing or audio. So I would recommend, if anyone wants to do that, there's something you want to download, I would recommend handwriting it out.
Right, indeed. That's right, indeed. So my goodness. So what's the freaking night routine like for Sarah? Because you got all this wonderful busy stuff going on, keeping busy, and folks always talk about morning routines. But hey, what's your night routine like for setting up your day for success?
Yeah, I love that night routine. So I wear these amber glasses that block out. I do like to watch something funny and mindless before I go to sleep. I love laughing. I love humor. So I'll watch old sitcom, you know, Seinfeld episodes or, you know, Frasier or 30 Rock or, you know, something fun and silly. So I have the amber glasses on because that will help the brain start to relax and not get stimulated. And then I shut that off after I had a little laughter and gotten into a happy place. And I fall asleep every single night to some type of guided meditation or self-hypnosis. So again, brain science. And I pick, and this is a fun thing, if anyone, I pick whatever it is I most want the next day. So if it's peace, just to feel really peaceful, I'll listen to something about inner peace. If it's abundance and manifesting more money, I'll listen to an abundance hypnosis. If it's guidance I want to download in my sleep, I'll listen to something on being one with inner guidance or higher self. So there's hundreds of thousands, right, on YouTube for free for anyone. You can listen to an all night long recording. So I go to sleep with the headphones in and I program my subconscious brain for whatever it is that I'm calling in. And I make these recordings for our clients. So anybody listening, we have a bunch on our YouTube channel that you can get for free as well. I don't want to listen to my own voice when I fall asleep. I make those for our clients, but I like listening to someone else. And I have noticed such a difference in my quality of sleep, in my acceleration of these downloads and manifestations, if people use that word. And also, I used to get nightmares all the time. And I don't have nightmares anymore. So it's really interesting. I didn't know that was going to happen. And if I have dreams, they're usually really interesting and cool or whatever. Or I don't remember them. And I used to have very vivid, I almost woke up with like a dream hangover and completely eliminated that when I started doing the self-hypnosis at night. So yeah, that's a night routine.
Wait a second, a dream hangover. It's like, hey, wait a second, was a dream so good you woke up like, no, it's over.
that I wish it had been that. It's usually some stressful, you know, anxiety dream that I used to have. So it really works.
Oh, okay, good. It's right indeed. Yeah, big fan of guided meditations, definitely indeed. Like, definitely can tell the difference indeed when nights do it and nights I don't sometimes. It's definitely a major difference indeed. So my goodness. So with all these wonderful books that you got under your belt and all the success that you've had, I'm pretty sure you've had some setbacks along the way. So is there a major setback that sticks out to you that was actually a setup for your success?
Yes, I do believe we can turn any setback into a comeback. And I believe in that big time. In 2023, so this is fairly recently, I made a decision. I hired someone to help me. She came very highly recommended. I talked to references. I thought I did all the right things, right? I, you know, did a paid project, like a trial project. I asked more thoughtful questions in the interview. I thought I did all of it right. And it, you know, like sometimes happens, this person ended up just making some fairly huge mistakes and not really owning them in time for us to correct them. I over-delegated. So I believe in extreme ownership. So my issue was I did try to do all the right things in hiring her, but I did over-delegate and I didn't do enough checks, you know, to make sure certain things were, you know, being decided in a particular way or that were being followed through. And it ended up wiping out our entire reserve, like the cost of the problems out of this situation were huge, like to the point of I was worried if I'd be able to pay my team for the first time ever in business. I had always operated on a cash only basis, no debt in our business. I'd never, ever been late for a single payment to anyone. And I was, do I need to move? Do I need to sell my car? Like it was really, I call it a business PTSD, a business trauma. And the reason it's a comeback is because in resurrecting out of that, thank God, I was able to still never miss a payment, take care of everyone on our team, provide for my family. So making sure we were all okay. Thank God, thank God. And it really was a catalyst for two things. One, for me to get very, very innovative. I kept thinking the thing Tony Robbins says, any situation we're in is never a problem of resources or money. It's an issue of resourcefulness. So I just said, okay, I get to be really, really resourceful and really, I'm someone who believes in prayer. So I just was, you know, I was on my knees like, okay, universe, God, show me what I need to learn, what I need to do, what I need to change in me, because starting to blame other people. And then I was able to get resourceful about the different offers and products and programs that we have, do some new things in new ways, and really start to do a big, big increase in sales. And then I also looked at every single line item in our entire business, every team member, everything, because I needed to get resourceful. And we made some big and pivotal changes. And that set us up for our biggest income year ever. 2024 was our by far best, most profitable, most highest sales, highest profits, highest everything, biggest impact on others. And this year is going strong. So we hope to match or exceed that as well. So that's the one. It hurt going through it, but some really good things came out of it.
Sweet. Well, congrats to Dino making it out of the freaking valley right there.
It was a valley.
That's right, Dean. I think that's the first time I've heard someone say over-delegate. It's like, yep.
Yeah. Because it's like, I could make it about her and what she messed up and up, but it's like, what do I get to change in me? And now, believe me, when everybody on our team, we have new systems in place, we have checkpoints, you know, we're not going to do that again.
Amen to that. That's what I'm talking about, indeed. It's right, D. It's like, yep, walked in with 6-pack abs, came out with 9-pack abs. Yeah. I love this.
I love that image. I say yes to that.
That's what I'm talking about, indeed. So my goodness, so with all of these wonderful books, do you have any writing rituals to get you in the zone for cranking out those 1,000 plus words a day?
I sure do. Well, it takes a lot. It takes a village to put words on the page sometimes. So I have all kinds of tricks for myself, and I've coached, you know, now thousands of people to help them do their books and become best-selling authors. So yes, here's a few of the favorites. So one is to do morning pages, which is a Julia Cameron technique, if anyone's ever heard of the book, The Artist's Way. And you just, at some point, doesn't even have to be in the morning, but before you start writing a book or an article or make a video or a talk, you want to just fill 3 pages freehand, if anyone hasn't done this technique before. And it's just to get all the junk out of your head. You sort of clear the channel. So it could just be your grocery list. It could be your fight you're having in your head with someone. It could, you know, you're just no editing, no writing. This isn't anything anyone is ever going to see. You just write 3 pages without stopping to clear the gunk. That one, I think that helps me on every kind of level, mental health, clarity, focus, and certainly with creativity and the craft. But the other thing it does is gets us in momentum. Like, we are writing something. We're putting some words on the page. And then I love to think about a writing prompt. Like, instead of going right to, oh God, I have to write this book and it has to be good, because that can make us all crazy, we teach a technique called story banking. So instead of thinking about the perfect words that are going to go in this manuscript, you just think of something you know is going to go in your book or your article or your talk. And story banking you can do while you're in the shower, while you're taking your dog for a walk, whatever, you know, it's a pre-step to those 1,000 words or whatever number of words you want to do that day. So you think, oh, I know I'm going to, you can dictate this to yourself, you know, a notes file on your phone, you know, just, oh, I know I'm going to write about the time I was in Zimbabwe and the bus broke down or whatever it is. You know, you just store, you're not putting crafted sentences, but you're generating the content, or you're going to write about the business framework that you teach to help people get healthy, that type of thing, right? So what that does is it takes away the blank page, because then when it's time to do the 1,000 words, you know. So I'll give a real life example. I was feeling hugely resistant to writing yesterday. I love the book. It just, there was such a long day. I had so many other commitments. My son needed to go to the orthodontist, like just all the things, right? And I was like, oh, I just don't know if I can switch gears and get into book writing mode in the evening. But I was committed to the 1,000 words. And so I took a walk around my neighborhood, you know, 3 blocks. And I just started to say, okay, what would be any level of passion? Like, it doesn't have to be the next part of the book, just something I know that's going to be in this book. And I remembered a story I'd heard about something that felt really miraculous to me. And I'd forgotten about this story. So on the walk, so walking helps, right? I started remembering the story that I'd been told. And I thought, oh, I wonder if I can find it. And so while on the walk, I kind of find this person who had happened to on YouTube, and I figured out, you know, could I get an interview with them or just, you know, reference their story in some way. And that just got enough momentum going that I was able to get back to the house and just saddle in for a, you know, took me about 90 minutes to, you know, get the research done and then the words on the page. So those are all little tricks. And the last one I'll say is making it non-negotiable with someone that you don't want to disappoint. And so this is where we can use our people pleasing in our favor. It's not usually useful, but in this case it can be, because if there's a client, a friend, a colleague, a mentor, somebody that I know I want to be in integrity with, and I say to them, I'm committing to 1,000 words today or 1,000 words every day this week. And then I say, and I will text you at the end of every day to tell you if I did it. That I don't want to text that person and say, I didn't do it. I made an excuse. I got too busy. I was too tired. I didn't think it was good. They don't care about my excuses. They want to see someone who's in integrity. And so my productivity goes up exponentially when I have a, call it EOD, end of day buddy. And what is it that I'm going to commit to by the end of the day? And then, you know, and they do it with me, with whatever their goals are. So that is the fail safe. That's the no back door, because I can promise you, if I hadn't committed to the 1,000 words, wouldn't have happened. I had every good, I had real excuse. I have a child, I have a dog, I have a husband, I had clients, I had 9 hours of Zoom meetings and interviews and podcasts and all this. So I had every good reason to not do it, but I committed. And I told someone, I text them to say I did it, and I didn't want to be out of integrity in that relationship.
And I should add a jewelry store manager to the intro, because she's dropping gems, baby. That's what I'm talking about, indeed. That's right, indeed, baby. That's right, indeed. A good old end of day, buddy. That's right, indeed. Checking in, being like, hey, got to hold myself accountable here. Being integrity. It's like story banking, like, shoot. That's what I'm talking about, indeed. Like, hey, like, she's been sharing the gems, indeed. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. My goodness. So since you've been on a boatload of interviews, is there a question that you wish folks would ask you more often when you're on the guest side of the game?
My gosh. The only thing I can think of with that, because people are awesome. Like, I love having conversations and hearing everyone has their unique takes. I think it would be if someone said, here's what's where I'm stuck or where here's a breakthrough I want to have. And then we got to like do, you know, because as much as talking is great, I always love to have people leave learning something or having something they could use. So yeah, that would probably be it, saying, okay, Sarah, well, help me with this, you know, and let's see if we could create something in the moment.
There you go. That's right indeed. Creating some in a moment. That's right indeed. That's right. Speaking of creating, sure, you're helping folks to monetize the magical books in a virtual summit. I guess a week or so after this goes live, indeed. So am I sharing folks of what to expect during that summit?
Yeah, I am on a bit of a, I will say, mission, or even let's call it rampage. Because, and here's why I'm so passionate, right? A book saved my life 25 years ago. I've written books, obviously, as a way to pay that gift forward for the person that helped me by writing her book, coached the thousands of people to help them do their thought leadership in books and speaking in the world. And one of the things in the publishing, space is that you're sort of taught to write a book, launch your book, and then it just sits there. Somewhere like between 1 to 3 months after you write it, it's just sitting on a shelf and you feel like you did all that work and poured all that love and all that time and all that money. And what's it doing for you? And so I just realized, gosh, the publishing industry is not set up for long-term sustainable ROI with books. It really isn't. Unless you're, someone that kind of gets on some, big stratospheric phenomenon, there's a handful of books that sort of have a life of their own, and that is amazing and wonderful. And the vast majority of books don't have that trajectory. So does that mean everyone else just has to suck it up? No. So I got on this real kick about bringing entrepreneurship to publishing so that anyone who has a book already, and it didn't do what you wanted, or you're thinking about doing a book and you want to not put all that into it and have nothing come back to you, how do we change that? How do we change the industry? How do we change the game? And so that's what this event, it's a free event on August 6th, where myself, I'm going to be joined by 4 or 5 other phenomenal thought leaders who have ways they've generated millions of dollars from their books, not just because they were some celebrity that sold 1 million books. None of us have sold millions of copies of books, but we've created really interesting, innovative ways that people can, whether it's getting sponsors for a book tour or strategic partnerships where you're doing collaborative type of events, where you're using the book as part of a sales process to bring in. I mean, one person who's going to be speaking at this has generated multi-millions through letting people read her books. And then they decided to work with her, and her clients invest $50,000 to $100,000 per client to work with her. We have people using direct mail, like way old school, making 7 figures extra a year through direct mail strategies, using sending their books strategically to potential clients. Another, Selena Sue, who just launched a fabulous book, went to the top of the USA Today bestseller list. She did an incredible book partnership where she had a book ambassadors, and she had all these fun ways that people could be on her street team. And then people who are using their book to get paid speaking engagements 5 years, 10 years, 20 years after they wrote the book. This is what I want in the hands of anyone who has a book or is going to have a book. So we are doing this. We're doing it for free because we want everyone to have access to this information and these strategies. And these are all people I personally know, and I know it's real. Like, they've showed me their bank accounts. Like, I know it's real what they've created, and they're cool and fun. It's going to be a party where you're going to learn to make lots of money with your book.
Me lucky indeed. That's right indeed. Something to jump into indeed. That's right indeed, with both feet. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Make sure your hands in there too. Make sure your whole body's in there. Just jump all in. Jump into the magical ocean that awaits y'all. That's right indeed. Well, fun question for you. I guess we'll go with the most recent published book at the time of this recording, The Millionaire Codes, The Secret Brain Science. Let me try that again. Yeah. The Secret Brain Science Path to Supernatural Success. So if that book were a food, what would it be and why?
Ooh, okay. So it has to be something sort of glam. I think it's going to be sushi. And it would be a beautiful piece, gorgeous piece of yellowtail sushi nigiri on the, so little beautiful piece of fish on the rice if anyone eats sushi. And because that fish is, it's so translucent, so buttery and delicious and rich, but also just really clean and pure. And this book has 10 neuroscience-based sequences. You don't have to read all the science stuff. You can just skip right to the sequences and say, okay, I want to either get unstuck, I want clarity, I want to make more financial abundance this week, I want to get creatively inspired. It's really a precursor to the work I'm doing in the download when I look back on it. But I wrote it with a client of mine who's a neuroscience expert, and she's one of the top people in the world at neuro-linguistic programming, which is a certain kind of brain science technique. And so we took our favorite NLP techniques, sequences, and put them in this book so that all of our clients and anyone in the public would have it. And it's really been fun this summer to see people writing in and saying, oh my gosh, this happened and this happened, and I can't believe how fast it works. And so, yeah, that's a fun book.
There we go. Fun on the bun, baby. That's right indeed. Some sushi for the brain, y'all. It's good for you. That's right indeed. Help you get yourself on a roll.
That's it. Literally. Ha ha. Here we go, Don, making some puns. I love it.
Oh, yeah. The puns there on the bun here indeed. Well, we're coming down to the magical question that every guest gets to receive, and that is, if you were to wake up tomorrow and you were 25 again in 2025, what advice would you give to yourself?
Oh, I love that. 25 in 2025. So I would tell her to run, not walk, to start writing, because at that point I was blocked and didn't think I was good enough to be a writer. I would tell her just drop everything, start writing. And I would teach her the download process, because then it would just fast track her. I'd be where I am now at 30, and then who knows from there. So I would just time collapse for her, let her catch up to all the cool stuff that I've gotten to learn in the last 25 years. Because I just turned 50 this year.
Woohoo! 50, fine and fabulous. You love to see it, indeed. That's what I'm talking about, indeed. That's right, indeed. Run to that pen, y'all. That's right, indeed. That's right. Even grab a quill if you want to. That's right indeed.
The person with the pen has the power. So that's what we like to remind everyone. The leader with the pen has the power. So write.
That's right. So I'm talking about these, I'm talking about Dean. Folks only got 0.01% of what the sensational Sarah knows, because she's dropped a boatload of content today and she's got a boatload more to share. So for those who need to keep up with you, your journey, and buy multiple copies of all your books, what's the best way for folks to do so?
Yes, come over, DM me on Instagram. I'm just at SaraConnell, at Sarah Connell. Love to hear from you. I want to hear your ideas, ask any questions, and let me know what you're working on.
Ooh, that's right indeed, because she is working on stuff herself. You've heard her yourself today. She's got a new book coming out, part of a virtual summit coming out. Indeed, she's got a boatload of other things going on too, and thousands of folks she's helping out in a Thought Leader Academy. Indeed, that's right indeed. So the Dean's got you covered, y'all. So definitely keep up with her and all that she's doing, because hey, go to sleep for 5 minutes, you wake up, she might have three more books coming at you out of nowhere. You never know indeed. So we're going to link to all of her goods in the show notes so you can keep up with her journey, because she's still just getting started. So any parting words before we close up shop?
Well, we like to say in our community and Thought Leader Academy, you can and you will. So whatever it is, whatever that next download is, your dream, your vision, I am going to see it as done. You can and you will. Thanks for having me on, Dom.
If you're hearing this part of the episode, that means you're one cool individual. Thanks a bunch for tuning in. And if you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to share it with at least one other person in your network. Bonus points for three. And be sure to check out the backlog too while you're at it, because there are hundreds of wonderful episodes to choose from as well.